This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
I think it's important to point a few things out as we go along in the middle of this coronavirus thing. A lot of the businesses out there are staying open. They're staying open and they're doing business as usual. And one of those is, I'm lucky enough to have them as a sponsor, Spikes Tactical. Joining me now is Nick Galt. He's the director of military and law enforcement as far as, what is it you do with them?
So any military law enforcement contracts that we get approached with, I handle everything from designing whatever platform fits the needs of the specific department or unit, or developing products that specifically apply to those applications.
See, that doesn't surprise me they would come to you, though. Because you guys, you make an AR-15 that doesn't need an armorer.
Correct. Well, that's the goal. But, you know, should something ever happen or we identify something amongst ourselves, you know, the warranty process that we have is lifetime. So that's also a very appealing element for especially law enforcement agencies who are sometimes very constricted with budget. They don't want to have to be trying to retrofit a gun 3-4 years down the road and have to basically be doing an entirely new procurement process and new budget for it. We just bring it in and update it or fix it and get them back on the streets.
So, Spikes Tactical is in Florida. How's it going in Florida? What are you guys seeing in Florida?
You know, I'm fortunate that I have friends and family all across the country, and I can say that being in Florida right now is obviously a little bit better than some of the other geographic locations out there. But we're still seeing, you know, the impact of it from a lot of the service-oriented businesses, restaurants, grocery stores are a little bit slim pickings. Streets are, you know, quite slim for traffic, but I travel weekly usually for to teach training courses, and man, I'll tell you, the airports have been scarce, and but flights have been cheap, so that's a pro to that whole situation, I guess.
Flights and gasoline. How much is gasoline a gallon in Florida?
Man, I'll tell you what, I have a Dodge 3500 diesel, and I don't think I've ever spent $60 to fill the tank, so that's been that was an exciting revolution that I went through yesterday.
Yeah. So, has Spikes scaled back? I mean, are you guys just taking extra precautions? Building guns and selling guns is not something where you're up on top of each other anyway, is it?
No, and we have a quite a large warehouse, so, you know, the whole 6-foot rule is pretty easy to abide by, if you will. We've put a couple of protocols into place to protect primarily our staff up in the front in the showroom, because we do have a small storefront, so foot traffic has increased quite a bit over the past couple of weeks. So to protect our sales team, you know, we've limited it to 2 people in the showroom at a time, and that's about it, really. We make sure that hand sanitizer and all that stuff is readily available for anyone coming in the store. But, you know, it's kind of business as usual. We've given the employees the option to work from home if they feel comfortable doing that. You know, unfortunately, some in the armory aren't able to do that, but some of the sales team and customer service are. So
now, when we were talking yesterday, when we were setting this up, there are a lot of people that have just bought their first gun in the last 10 days. Have you guys seen do you do any direct selling, or is it all through distributors, or?
No, we're a three tier model, if you will. So we do distributor, dealer, and direct. So, we have seen quite an uptick in primarily the direct and the dealer side of the house, because the dealers are trying to get stuff to stock their shelves. We expect that we'll see the distributor influx happen here in the next month or so, once they're trying to stock what they stock the dealers up with, and so on and so forth. So it's just kind of a trickle down. So, you know, for us, we're in a unique position that I think it'll have a lasting effect a little bit longer than maybe this initial surge that people are seeing.
Yeah. Do you think we're seeing a change in the dynamic? Are we going to see a bunch of people that have never thought they needed a gun, and they bought a gun? Are they going to keep that gun? Are they going to look at that gun and say, I need to improve upon this? What do you think is going to happen with this?
You know, I think we're seeing the answer that I commonly ask the question, you know, all these people who maybe they won't call themselves anti-gun, but they're always, you know, what do I need that for? And you say, well, what would you do if someone was walking up your driveway with a gun directly at your child? Would you want one then? And I think they're kind of answering that question for us now, out of, you know, sheer fear and panic for the situation. So hopefully it's giving them an appreciation for the standpoint of the responsible gun owners who have, you know, tried to stress to them the importance of having the safety and security to protect yourself and your family all along. And hopefully they, if they did purchase their first one, they take that and they see how serious of a responsibility that is, and do get the proper training and, you know, hone their skills at least enough to be safe gun owners.
Now, and we probably don't have enough time in this segment to explore this deeply, but I mean, for a lot of people, especially for the entry-level model builders, the AR-15 market has sort of been slightly cratered here of late. Do you think this has the possibility of fixing that, of filling that crater in, and getting everybody back on an even keel for a moment?
You know, I hope so, because I hope what it's doing is maybe first-time gun owners or people maybe who haven't shot something since they were a small kid, they're going into their local dealer or an indoor range or something, and they're getting a chance to try, you know, the evil black gun, if you will, that it's been portrayed as in the news. And you know, they're really finding out that it's not all that scary. So hopefully, you know, the absolute benefits of the AR are being shown to the common, you know, first time buyer versus what it's been, you know, shown as in the news for more popularity. I had the opportunity to take a couple of brand new shooters out to the range last weekend. And, you know, at first they were kind of like, man, that's loud. But then the moment that they put it in their hands, they smiled, and you know they were all for it. So they actually, oddly enough, were much more prone to wanting to shoot the AR over a simple 9mm handgun. So it was kind of interesting to see someone who didn't have any predisposition to liking one or the other, where they naturally gravitated to by the end.
See, I've had in the last 2 weeks, I've had a couple of people on, and you know, trying to talk about what would be the one gun. And a lot of people gravitate towards the 9mm. A lot of people gravitate towards the shotgun. The shotgun is sort of a mystery to me. As a matter of fact, I had somebody locally here want a shotgun so bad, and I couldn't find him one. I couldn't help him find, so I sold him mine. But I made him a really good deal. But at the same time, I was telling him, well, you know, you'd be far better off with one of these. And I showed him one of my AR pistols, and his wife picked it up and held it and everything. And I mean, the shotgun is the gun designated for his wife if he's not there.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, okay. But
I mean, there's a certain politician that said that's all you need is a shotgun.
We're
right?
going to talk about that. We are going to talk about that, because I was stunned. I'm stunned by how many people get out there and say that. But we're coming up on the first break. Real quick, how do they find Spikes Tactical?
www.spikestactical.com or on social media at @spikes_tactical. That's probably where you're going to find the most up-to-date new releases on products and information. But for all your purchases, head on over to the website.
Yeah, we had plans for me to do lots of evaluations, and then coronavirus hit. Maybe sometime later on this year I'll get to do lots of evaluations, but... Yeah, Spikes Tactical. They build a AR-15 that, trust me, if you get a hold of one of these, it's one of those that does not need an armor. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Nick Goff from Spikes Tactical. We've been talking a little bit about the new gun owners, and we've also been talking a little bit about perceptions. And you referenced a perception that I thought was ridiculous when Machine Gropey Joe was out there, Joe Biden, back in 2013, saying, You don't need an AR-15. You can't control it. Just buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun. Fire some warning shots in the air. Shoot through the door. Just have a shotgun. Oh, side by side. That's all you need. I'm stunned at how many people actually believe that.
I'm actually stunned that that wasn't a spoof when I first saw it. I think I just saw a video the other day of Donald Trump Jr.'s reaction video to watching that exact statement, and I think the NRA posted it on their Instagram, and I think we shared very similar facial expressions and probably verbal expressions when watching that video. So it's ridiculous.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, since you work with so many law enforcement agencies, haven't they gotten away from the shotgun and gone to the to a patrol rifle?
Correct. Yes. I mean, and it just makes sense. Anyone who has shot it clearly knows why. But for those who haven't, I mean, simply the recoil management, the ability to, have a proper sighting aperture of some nature on there, and just the sheer function of it are much more user friendly. And when you're dealing, especially in a law enforcement capacity, where collateral damage is, of your highest degree of priority, you can't just be sending a slug and not being able to control where it goes or what it goes through. And like I said, it's just the media has portrayed the AR-15 to be this evil black military autopilot killing machine, when it's not anything of the sort.
Oh no. The thing about the when I was talking to my friend, and he wanted the shotgun, he's like, well, you don't have to do this, and it's going to have a spread pattern, right? And I was like, yeah, but that's the problem. It has a spread pattern, and it's not a uniform spread pattern. It's not the same every time you pull the trigger. It's not going to ever be the same. It's going to be random every time you do it. And you're like with double aught buck, where you're sending out 8.36 caliber projectiles at one time.
Right. Yeah. It's even in the home protection scenario, you don't know if a child or your wife, or vice versa, if a wife has it and the husband comes around the corner or is on the other side of a wall, and you get a little projectile going through something that's thin and can't protect them.
Right.
Then, you just had a completely innocent bystander get struck, and although it may not be a deadly type of strike and puncture, but it's still going to hurt, and it's still unnecessary and preventable.
And well, the other thing was the concern, and I've heard a lot of people have the same concern, where they're concerned about the AR-15 round, the 5.56 punching a hole into sheetrock, except I don't really know how much of a concern that's going to be, because I'm not firing blindly. I'm trying to, I'm drawing a bead on the guy. I'm trying to put a dot on him. And as soon as I cover him up with that dot, I'm going to let go. And if things go right, it's not going to be hitting sheetrock.
Yeah, and like I said, you're still only firing one projectile in a much more stable platform with, the sighting on an AR-15, whether it's a red dot or some kind of magnified optic, or even iron sights, are still a little bit more user friendly and a little bit more instinctual than that of the front bead on a shotgun, or I guess some now mount a red dot, but very few. So you're still taking that one, hopefully one well aimed shot, or even multiple well aimed shots.
Well, the thing about, listen, I'm not deriding shotguns. I've had shotguns. I will have shotguns again. I think they have a place. When you're talking about one weapon that everybody in the household can pick up and operate, I do not see the shotgun being the one, especially a pump. I don't see the shotgun being the one that you say to your little wife, hey, pick this up and go defend the household.
Right. Yeah. And again, it comes down to you can make any firearm safe as long as you get the proper training and familiarity with it. But, it's still about application at the end of the day. And, even for those who can't necessarily take that one well-aimed shot and they're forced to take multiple, well, I'd rather have a magazine of 30 chances versus maybe 6, 8, 10, whatever the shotgun capacity might be.
That's the other thing. I don't have to reload as often with an AR, even if I've got 20-round magazines, 10-round magazines. I don't have to reload as often as I do with a pump shotgun. It's faster, too, whatever the factor turns out to be. How many people have you guys been having to field phone calls saying, hey, what do you guys have and how much are they and when can I get one?
Yeah. No, we've definitely had the what can I walk out of there with today call more often than not. And, you know, I guess the beauty of being a manufacturer is that we have a house full of parts here, so we can pretty much come up with some kind of platform for just about anyone. So we haven't had to turn away anybody unless they were looking for something, you know, a little bit more unique or super specific as far as maybe a nickel boron battle worn finish or something of that nature. But yeah, we've had, you know, quite a good influx of customers coming through the door and walking out same day, or maybe having to wait their 3-day wait because they didn't have their concealed readily available.
Right.
But nonetheless, yeah, we haven't really had to turn anyone down completely. So
now in Florida, if you have the permit, you don't have to go through the background check. Is that the way that works? That's the way it is here in South Carolina.
You still have to do the background check, but the difference is if you have a concealed, you get to walk same day with it.
Yeah.
If you don't have a concealed, you have a 3-day wait period.
Florida changed, didn't they? Yeah, they did. So anyway, or has that always been in place like that?
I'd love to tell you. I've actually only been down here for a couple of years from the commie state of New York, so anything to me is a breath of fresh air.
Now, I suppose, you do a collaboration with pipe hitters called Rare Breed, is that right?
Yep. So Rare Breed's a design company. We have the exclusive manufacturing distribution of that.
So I'm pretty sure nobody's been coming in there. They don't even know about Rare Breed. They just want an AR-15, right?
Right.
So that's what I've been figuring. We're coming up very shortly on the next break, but I find it, I want to find out what kind of configurations people have been looking for. I have an idea myself of what they've been looking for, but I still...
You're probably not wrong.
Well, I don't know. See, the thing is, I have this presumption of what these new gun buyers are buying and what they are looking for, and at the same time, I don't know, because I think, like, if somebody goes into a place looking for a handgun, any handgun, I'll finish this up on the other side. Talking to Nick Goff from Spikes Tactical. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is hoping the nation can reopen by Easter, although the president does say that could be done on a state-by-state basis.
Take a look at the Farm Bill. Take a look at the areas out west. Look at big sections of Texas. I was talking to the great governor of Texas. They've done a fantastic job out there, but they have very big sections of Texas where, you know, it's like numerous states, frankly. We can have large sections of, if we want to do it that way, we can have large sections of the country open. I think it's very important that we start moving on that and start thinking about it because our country wants to be open.
The president also pushing for the passage of a massive coronavirus stimulus package. That package looks to be around $2 trillion. The president praising both Democrats and Republicans for working together on this bill. and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And welcome back. Coming to you live. Talking about the new dynamic today in the world as it is, as we exist in coronavirus, lockdown, quarantine kind of stuff. And I'm talking with Nick Goff from Spikes Tactical. Now, in the last segment, I was talking about how I can only imagine what people are buying, and I have an idea. But my presumption is somebody that goes out and wants an AR-15 as their one gun may have done a little more research. What are you finding when people are calling into you, and when they're coming into you wanting to know what is something I can pick up and take with me today, blah, blah, blah? What kind of configuration are they leaving with?
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of AR pistols for sure, for the first time buyers actually. And I think part of it is a little bit more of an image. It's a smaller, it's a little bit more of a compact, maybe not quite so intimidating. For women specifically, they like the fact that it's lighter usually, and they don't have to get quite as fatigued holding it. You know, I went out to the range, like I said, this past weekend, and the first thing the new shooter, who was a female, said was, "Man, this is a little heavy." And it's not that it's heavy; it's just it's longer, so right. Our arm has to be out further, and you know, it's a little just awkward. So, seeing a lot of the AR pistol builds going out the door, and I think that's a good way to start, especially if your goal is home protection. It's more maneuverable. It's more more compact. So, yeah, I like seeing that configuration go out the door.
Now, I've never asked this question. I don't honestly know the answer to this. But with an AR and a pistol configuration, can that be carried with you if you conceal it?
Ooh, that is a good question.
I've never asked. I need to find somebody that could answer that. But I mean,
yeah, I probably should know, to be completely frank with you. But yeah, I don't know. That is a valid question.
We'll have to pick this up the next time we talk.
Yeah, maybe I'll go pick the compliance people's brains, because Lord knows that changes on a daily basis.
I'm sure it changes on a state by state basis. wouldn't you?
Well, that's what I mean. It's the same four or five states that change on a daily basis. So I know they have multiple books up there and websites that they're logged into. So I try to confer all of my questions to them so they can give the most up-to-date information.
I wonder if it makes a difference, too, if you get it in like a, if you get a pistol caliber carbine configuration where it's 9mm versus rifle caliber pistol carbine, you know, pistol configuration. I wonder if that makes any difference, because I could see a lot of people pushing for pistol caliber carbines if it's something they could carry around in a backpack or a sling bag.
Right. Yeah, no, you're correct. I don't know the answer to that. I've always just been a concealed pistol carrier and a rifle in the vehicle for most of the time heading to the range, so...
I know that, you know, the saying goes, if you're going to be in a gunfight longer than 4 seconds, you need to be fighting to the real gun, which is a long gun. I don't know how realistic that is, but in my way of thinking right now in these uncertain times, if things were to start to get unwound, I'm pretty sure that we're not going to get like a news bulletin from Fox News going, it appears we may be in for a bit of violence here just any old minute. I think it's just going to happen. I don't know what would be the impetus. I hope it's not a fight over toilet paper.
Well, I mean, it's going to be a fight over whatever the media tells us we should be fighting over.
Yeah, I don't. We could talk. We'll talk about that in the next little bit. But
I was joking with my mom yesterday on the phone. I said, if they told us that Jimmy Dean frozen sausages were the priceless commodity of the day, we'd be sold out worldwide.
Yes. Well, I mean, you know, that's the thing about toilet paper. I think everybody... When they heard Corona, they confused it with Noro. Although I have heard they've had some issues intestinally, but you know I don't know enough about it. But you're right. I think if they were to get out there and say that's a thing, I don't know what you can't find spam anywhere. You know, spam. A can of spam is I think 8 servings, and it's just full of protein and full of some other stuff and. It's not like my, you know, I don't come home from a long day of work going, honey, I'd love some spam. But it comes in a can. It's sold out because they started talking about it in the media.
I'm admittedly an avid people watcher. And I tell you what, the grocery store might just be my new favorite place to do that because you see some of the things that people are stocking up on. And, you know, I saw some lady the other day, I think she had probably 10, 12 bags of lettuce in her cart, and it's like, well, that's about 3 days before that all goes bad.
I don't get that at all. I don't.
You know, fruits and veggies, and I just don't know exactly where people got their survival guidance from, but I know to stay clear of that.
Well, see what I do, and I'm going to do it again after all of this blows over, but like I bought four cases of MREs just in case. And when this is done, I'm going to buy 4 more cases. Now, I could get 4 more cases right now, but I paid like $40 a case when nobody was panicking, and the same source wants $340 a case.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so, it's like ammunition now.
Yeah, ammunition. Well, that's... Yeah, ammunition. Everybody's... I get the supply and demand kind of thing, but were you in the gun industry in 2013?
I was. Yes, more from an instructional and operational standpoint, but
so yeah, in 2013, after Biden was the one that led. He was the one that kicked off that last panic buying thing. The supposition was that there was like 3.5 years of inventory on hand when that panic buying started, but that was wiped out in like 3 days. Ammunition, guns. I mean, you remember they were standing outside of Dick's Sporting Goods before they stop selling them, and they go in there and buy the cheapest Rock River Arms or DPMS they could get their hands on and sell it online for $2,500.
Yep, and you know we've seen just even in this past couple of weeks we've seen similar inflations, if you will, across the industry and in certain aspects. So you know, it's a little bit disheartening that people will take advantage of chaos, but it's always going to happen, and that's just something that we need to be prepared for. It just shows you to prepare for war during peace.
Yes. A friend of mine that has a gun shop, he wanted to know if I had any used handguns or any handguns I would sell him that he could sell used. And have you ever seen Trading Places with Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd?
Yes.
You remember when they start selling it back on the floor and everything and it just goes crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, as soon as he would buy the two handguns that I had, he held one of them up, said, "What can I get for this?" And it just went crazy.
Oh my God! I've had no shortage of messages in the past, week or so. Yeah, got any extra pouches? Any extra of this? You got an extra helmet? Like, wow, this is a yard sale that I didn't intend to have, but I'm really thankful for.
I mean, I've got. Somebody called me wanting to know if I wanted to sell my plate carriers and my plates. I don't know why that would be a thing you need in something like this. I don't anticipate it being that kind of warfare, but I don't know.
Okay, that's the most common question I've had.
Yeah. What do you have
plate carriers?
Plate carriers.
Oh yeah. Yep. And do you have plates? Do you have plate carriers? Do you have a ballistic helmet? Do you have this? Do you have that? Like, man, I don't know what news you're watching, but I apparently need to tune in that.
Well, see, that's because of what you guys sell on a daily basis. They think you guys have all that higher speed stuff. I'm sure there's first-time buyers aren't doing it, but maybe the people that have two or three Spikes Tacticals may be needing a ballistic helmet of some sort, a bump helmet with the ballistic coefficient.
Right.
Coming up on the next break, you can go to SpikesTactical.com and take a look at what they have as offerings in the AR-15 market. It is a high-grade weapon. It's above boutique. It is developed. It's built to be shot. Let me put it that way. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert Hazard also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Shop with Nick Goff from Spikes Tactical, everything they've been going through and everything. But let's sling a few facts now. Nick, you made reference in the last segment to what the media said to do was this and media said to do was that. Do you believe, like I believe, that a lot of this whole approach is media driven?
Oh, 100%. I mean, for example, the whole toilet paper thing, I was actually traveling quite a bit when this whole thing started breaking out, and I was seeing the immediate response through the travel side of things, but it seemed like overnight all of a sudden there were memes popping up with toilet paper and this, that, and the other, and I'm like, where did that even come from? Where did this whole toilet paper craze even come from? So, yeah, I think it's very media-driven, as with everything now, whether it's actual news outlets or social media, either way, I feel like that just adds fuel to the fire.
See, but the thing is, this is the thing. A lot of the wish list on the left side, like, they don't like homeschooling. But now everybody's got to do homeschooling. Nobody's going back to public school this year, from my understanding. So homeschooling is now, not only is it they didn't want it, now it's nationwide. It's compulsory. Homeschooling.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like people owning guns. And yet in California, where the lowest of the low info voters have to be, they're trying to circle the building, and now they've closed the gun shops because they're not essential. And everybody's really up in arms about this. And you know, the media rides around in this. They're talking about all the new gun owners and everything else. Isn't this sort of a unintended consequence for them to get out there and gin up all this fear and actually see this kind of reaction? They just think we were just going to cower in the corner and go, oh, God, I hope I don't die.
I think some of them may have thought that exact thing, to be honest with you. and I think you see quite the divide. You see, you know, a good majority of people preparing but still trying to go about their days as normal as possible. You see some people who are going to the exact opposite extreme, and they're wearing latex gloves up to their shoulders and, you know, basically a space helmet.
Yeah.
But then they take the helmet off so they can take a drink out of their bottle and defeat the purpose. But, yeah, I think you're seeing a great divide, and I think that divide is based on a lot of misinformation. And then I think a lot of it's a lot of over information. People dig into it so much and they they scare themselves stupid to a degree. It's kind of like trying to be a web doctor. You know, you get a cut on your hand and it's starting to fester and hurt and this, that, and the other. And the next thing you know, your stand's going to have to get amputated.
Right.
So I think the amount of access we have to information now is a blessing and a curse.
It's a double-edged knife. It's just, it depends upon the person getting the info, doesn't it?
100%, and how they interpret it, and you know, and it's how they pass it along to the other people who trust them. If your mother or your sister, whoever it may be, tells you this is really bad, well, naturally you're kind of set to believe them to a degree, and you start to look at it through their filter, and it's just domino effect.
Let me ask you a question, and you know, this is. My belief is if there is, I think the reason they're wanting to do it is because Trump was going to run on the economy, so they've crashed the economy, so to speak, and now they're doing everything they can to stop the stimulus that Trump is trying to put together to try to help people that can't maintain their salary or something right now. When I look at where I think violence might actually occur, to where the fabric would come apart, it's not where Spike's Tactical is. It's not where I'm at. It's in these major population centers where they don't allow guns or they're almost completely restricted.
Right.
What do you think of that? Do you go along with that?
I would have to agree with that quite wholeheartedly, to be honest with you. I think we've seen that in the past, even with other situations, not necessarily of this type of chaos where it's a medical outbreak of some nature or whatnot, but anytime that there's some kind of societal fear, the more concentrated areas tend to be where those hot spots show themselves. And I think the big thing with this thing that's currently going on is we have, for the first time in a really long time, quite a financial impact on the individual at the very ground level. You know, servers can't go to work and get tips, and they don't make enough hourly to matter. So you got weeks and months of this ahead of people, and they see that. And when desperation sets in and they get backed into a corner, that's when people tend to respond in ways they may not normally.
Right. I just wonder how that would play out. And the other thing that I'm seeing is in these same big municipal areas where I think this trouble would pop out, they're the same ones that are saying, hey, we're not going to be arresting people for this reason and that reason and this reason and that reason.
Right. We're not doing misdemeanor crimes. We're not arresting people for them because, you know, they're not violent, or they're violent but not violent enough for us to go hands-on with you. And it's creating almost like a cloak of forgiveness for certain types of criminal activities.
In California, you can go in, as long as you don't go. As long as you only steal $949, you're good to go. They're not going to arrest you.
Man, you better hope your account is on. You don't want to get that extra dollar and actually get in trouble.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Just out of curiosity, and I'm looking at the website, it doesn't look like your prices have moved a lick.
Nope. No, we're business as usual. Like I said, with a kind of a three-prong approach to the industry with distributor, dealer, and direct pricing, it doesn't really make sense for us to try and gouge the direct customer when we still need to abide by our dealer and distributor relationships. So, at the end of the day, if anyone who's known the company for a long time, and we've been around 18 plus years, it's been kind of a staple for us to be supportive of the community, more so than trying to gouge the community and benefit off of them. So that's why we stand by our warranty. Our prices have always pretty much remained the same, unless the economy dictated otherwise, but yeah, we're not looking to benefit off of this chaotic situation that we have at our front door.
I noticed that when you go to Spike's, you can find all manner of rifles at all manner of price points, but you can also find, look at that, it's just beach balling on me and not letting me do nothing. You can also find some very good baseline models that I would call a patrol rifle type that I would put against anything out there today. The 5.56 M4 law enforcement, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're a big small business, I like to say.
Yeah.
Big in the amount of ground we cover here in Apopka, but we're still a small, tight-knit group of employees, so a lot of quality control is able to be quite efficient in that regard. You have a couple of people working one department, and they do their due diligence, and the next couple do theirs, and by the end, you've had 8, 10, 12 hands that have all double, triple, and quadruple checked the product before it goes out. So I think that speaks to the volume of what we care about our product going out and how it arrives at the door. And it's kind of coming from a military background. I say, you never know what this is going to be used for. You can't assume that it's going to be used at a fishing game club or a range and all they're going to do is shoot paper. I mean, we've had several customer stories where they've had to use it to defend themselves or their neighbors. Stephen Williford down in Texas protected his church yep. from a shooter. And
yep.
That was with one of our rifles. So, yep. you know, when you step back and you think about what these tools are truly designed for, and remove the fact of what you think it's going to be used for, I think it gives you a little bit more appreciation for your job and a little bit more pride in what you're doing.
Yeah. Before we run out of time, tell everybody how they find Spikes. Spikes Tactical.
Yep, www.spikestactical.com, social media at spikes_tactical. Feel free to hit us up. Our customer service is very knowledgeable, whether it's one of our products or just one of our parts that's on your one of your other builds. So we can help you out with just about anything.
Phones are still being answered. Rifles still being built.
Oh, yeah.
Orders still being taken. Check that out.
Business as usual.
Business as usual while the end of the world, or at least as long as the media says so. So,
yes, sir.
Thank you for joining me this evening.
Thank you.
All right. Between now and then, back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.